Alright, we are still rocking here on day 3 at the New Jersey Horror Con 2018 September edition at the Showboat Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. David Clone is flying solo now, but I have just been joined by two friends who are the sort of masterminds who are haunting the Field of Screams in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Who do I have on the mic?
Zebo the Clown.
And Snuggles the Clown.
Alright, and tell me a little bit about... You guys have been walking around scaring the living crap out of everybody all weekend long. Tell me a little bit about your haunt. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are here to promote and the response you've been getting from the folks here on the ground at New Jersey Haunt.
Sure. The haunt that we are part of is Field of Screams, located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We are considered one of the top in the nation, voted by USA Today and as seen on the Travel Channel.
Oh, wow. Nice. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that's pretty cool to be part of something like that.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
And so how did this begin for you guys? How did you get into the haunt game, you know, besides being clowns?
Well, I started when I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm 24 now.
Wow.
So this is my 12th year doing it, being a haunt actor. And it's pretty funny how me and Ryan met on Facebook.
Okay.
We just mutual friends, and he said, hey, come to Field of Screams, see if you like it. I came on a Sunday, and I was still committed to another haunt, but I gave it a try, and it was one of those, hey, nice to meet you, thanks for the night, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And then we just started talking and talking about haunt, and I told him my vision and that, all this I dreamed about when I was 13.
Okay.
Giving back to people, being a vendor, selling my merchandise and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And always just giving back.
Yeah.
I was telling him about it, and then, he was all on board.
Nice.
I had a lot of, guys told me, oh, I get it. Let's do it. And I lost a lot of friends.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But Ryan, he's been a really great friend, a good person, someone I really look up to, like an older brother. And it's been really, really fun traveling with him and doing this and doing haunt stuff. It's pretty cool.
So now Field of Screams has been around for only 8 months, or that's been around for longer, but the sort of clown element is new. Like, tell me a little bit about Field of Screams and how that all started as well.
Sure.
How you guys got involved with that.
So Field of Screams has been around, this is the 26th year.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two brothers who actually used to be high school teachers.
Okay.
Started it, just as a little joke deal, trying to scare their parents and family. And it just kind of grew from there. Started out back in 93 with the Haunted Hayride.
Okay.
That was the first deal. And it just got bigger and bigger in popularity. And now, they're among one of the big hitters.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what goes into designing some of the stuff that you guys do at the haunts and how then you play into it with the characters you have. Are you guys just do the clown characters, or do you have multiple characters that you each do? And how does that work? How did you guys kind of... Tell me a little bit about Field of Screams.
So in August, we have what's considered a staff picnic.
Okay.
It's kind of like the beginning of the haunt season for us.
Right, right.
We go in there, they give us lunch and stuff, and then we take tours of all four attractions, and then you kind of say, hey, where do you think you would fit in at? They give you the option to kind of do like a little practice acting type deal, make sure your size and stature would fit. Fine. Unfortunately, I'm too tall and big, so I don't fit inside of a building very well. Try not to take too much off the top of the head,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how it is. You fill out your paperwork. The manager will give you a call and say, hey, you made it. Be here this day for training. You're a pig in the slaughterhouse, or you're a dentist in the asylum, or something like that.
Okay.
And becoming a clown was kind of something that I chose. I said, what is the hardest one to keep staffed and to for people to actually continue doing on a consistent basis?
Yeah.
And I said, well, clowns, because it's a 60-some-odd foot barn.
Mm-hmm.
You're jumping up and down on wagons all the time. And I said, I want to do it.
Okay.
And I been sticking with it ever since.
And it just clicked for you.
Yeah.
So, and as far as designing those attractions, like, designing the actual path of the haunted hayride or the mazes and stuff. Do you guys have input in that, and how does that work?
No, actually, that is all the owners, and they have engineers that come in and help build stuff. You know, they don't really help build stuff, but you know, they come up with a design and all that. And they have Field of Screams actually has a full-time crew of about six people that are there building and tearing down and building and creating all kinds of awesome stuff all year round.
Nice.
You know, we finish up in November, mid-November. They take about a month off, and they're right back at it.
Cool. Very cool, man.
Yep.
And so when you guys are not in the haunt season, is that torture for you guys? Is it like you're just waiting for haunt season? Is it like that's like your Christmas to you guys? You know, that's like the big holiday of the year. Like, tell me a little bit about the downtime between haunt seasons.
Downtime for at least for myself, and I'm sure for Snuggles as well, is it is a bummer.
Yes.
You know, because for 9-10 weeks at a time, you're always consistently every weekend you're busy, and yet in haunt season you're like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah,
sure, you can focus on Christmas and whatever else, but you know, you're just so, your mindset is there and you're like, well, what else can I do? So, you know, we just started going to conventions, and you know, our popularity grew more and more and more, and we said, dude, we need to take us out on the road.
Yeah.
You know, we started this tour, you know, of different conventions and bookings and stuff, you know, back in February, and it's been killer. Like, this is our 12th stop this year.
Wow. So you guys have been rocking steady since February, no breaks, no weekends off.
We've had, you know, time off, but, you know, nothing more than, like, 3 weeks,
and then
we're right back somewhere.
Wow, man. Well, that's awesome, dude. That is awesome. And so what do you see beyond this? Do you see movies, you see TV shows? What do you guys think is in the future for the clown duo that you have going here for Field of Screams?
I mean, you really know what's going to be in the future. You know, we could wake up tomorrow morning and our time doing this is done.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Your passion for it is gone.
Mm.
You know, but I think with him and I, you know, we have such a strong passion for doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to continue for years and years to come.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't foresee passion disappearing being a big issue for you guys. You know, the sort of level of dedication you see in just the costumes that you have on is pretty epic. I think, you know, you can tell the difference between when people bring it to an event like this and when they sort of thought they were going to bring it but find out that they didn't really know what they were doing. And you guys are definitely an intimidating force, I think, for anyone who's half-assing the scary clown look. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's been a blast hanging with you guys. What's been your favorite part of the convention? Has anything stood out to you as other cosplays maybe or any of the stuff going on with the film festival?
I liked the costume contest. It was really, really cool. Pennywise stuck out for me.
Oh, yeah. She was awesome.
She did an amazing job.
She was
so
really,
you know, shout
scary
out to her. She did an amazing job. I really loved the costume contest. It was really, really cool.
She was walking around. It was her, the guy who was Gene Simmons from Kiss, and the other guy who was Agent Venom.
Yeah.
They're like a trio that goes around, and the guy who's Agent Venom was showing me pictures of all these other cosplays he does. Those guys are incredible. I don't know how they're not making costumes for movies, but definitely for sure.
Yeah.
What about you, man? What was... other than us dragging you all the way to Margaritaville for dinner because there was nowhere to eat last night.
Hey, Dad, that wasn't, dude, that was great. That food was fantastic.
Yeah.
Actually, him and I were going to go there later on tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to check it out.
And I don't know. I mean, just the whole atmosphere, you know, having the opportunity to come back here as a special guest.
Sure.
You know, instead of just
awesome.
A regular, you know, average Joe.
Yeah.
You know, that's been something kind of cool for us. You know, obviously, you know, the horror celebrities is cool.
Yeah.
And that's great. But, you know, just the experience here and having the chance to chase people and you can't get in trouble here.
Right.
You know, you can chase them and scare them to death all you want.
Outside these walls, it becomes a different story.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
But, so cool, man. I mean, the reception to you guys around seemed like it was really good. Every time I saw you, you had a lot of people around you all.
Yeah.
Everybody was, like, really into celebrating it. So looking forward to the next one of these, I'm sure we'll see you guys at.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Yeah, we'll be back here in March.
We'll have to, put some trailers. I know I saw a really cool trailer you guys have for the upcoming season that you were showing me on your phone.
For this season,
send us a link to that. We'll throw it in the show notes to this episode, this interview. And that way all the folks at home can check out what we've been talking about. And, if you ever need any other video work done, maybe you talk to the Hollow Nine, see if we could work out some kind of an arrangement
definitely.
Guys.
Oh, I'd like that.
And we would definitely, I'm not sure if it's going to be Whitney and the girls from Gorgeous are going to come up and check out the Field of Screams this year, but we will definitely be sending somebody to give us the report on the horror you got going on over there. Hopefully you don't scare them too bad that we never hear from them again. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Is there anything else you want to shout out, like a website or anything people can go to find out more about y'all?
You can check us out on Instagram. That's like our big deal now. Kind of faded away from the whole Facebook deal, but
right.
Instagram, mine is Zeebo the Clown, so Zeebo the Clown 1.
Up and mine is IamSnuggles_.
Yep. Awesome, guys. All right. And you heard it here on the Hollow Nine Network, coming to you from Boots on the Ground at 2018 New Jersey HorrorCon and Film Festival in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Stay tuned.
Been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.